Well, it's naturally a wrench to be moving from a job that I loved, but it's also immensely flattering and exciting to be given a role at the heart of government. The words that you just read out from the Prime Minister are flattering indeed, and I think it's a great privilege to be able to serve in a job where I have the responsibility for ensuring that we have the right team, the right ideas and the right policies, not just for the next 9 months of this coalition government, but hopefully for a majority Conservative government after the next election that can ensure that our long-term economic plan is embedded and that we can provide a greater degree of economic security for all our citizens.
How long have you coveted the role of Chief Whip?
When the Prime Minister saw me last week and explained to me the role that he wanted me to take on, I felt that sense of excitement that that happens only rarely in your life when you have the leader of your country saying that he wants you to play a role that is at the heart of government and which will ensure that we can not only make sure that every individual member of Parliament is serving their constituents better, but also that we can introduce the policies which we hope will make a difference, a beneficial difference to people's lives, providing them not just with economic security, but also with a greater degree of hope and optimism and opportunity in the future.
That enthusiasm suggests that you actively wanted to leave education and wanted to take on this new post. Is that right?
As I say, it was a wrench leaving, and I'm very, very proud of what the team at Education has achieved. And I think it's important to stress that what we achieved was a team effort, and there are a number of people who worked with me as ministers, but more importantly, there were head teachers across the country who've delivered a transformation in our schools so that hundreds of thousands of children are now in schools which are much, much better than before. But it's naturally a wrench to leave a team that you've enjoyed working with, but it's also a privilege to take on this new opportunity and to work with our broader parliamentary team and indeed Conservatives across the country in order to ensure that we're in a position at the next election to offer people the clear chance of a better future, and also to have the opportunity to point out firmly that we put at risk many of the gains that we've made over the course of the last 4 years if we don't keep David Cameron as our Prime Minister.
How confident are you that the reforms you put in place are not going to come to a grinding halt under your successor?
I couldn't be more confident. Nicky Morgan is a brilliant politician. She's passionate, she's committed, highly intelligent. It's been a privilege to serve with Nicky around the Cabinet table. I think she'll be an outstanding Secretary of State for Education, and she shares my passion for making sure that we not only improve standards overall, but critically that we close the gap between rich and poor in our country. And having an education secretary who's fired, as Nicky is, with that passion to help the vulnerable and to raise standards, I think is a fantastic thing for our school system.
Fascinating to read all the comments today. One very prominent Conservative commentator, who's a big fan of yours, says it's an appalling decision. It suggests the Prime Minister's more worried about party management than children's education. Has he got that right?
I don't know who said that, but no, it couldn't be more wrong. And the Prime Minister is absolutely committed to making sure that the pace of education reform is maintained. And that's why he chose Nicky, someone who's as passionate about improving schools as I am. And the job, the role that I have is, of course, about making sure that every individual MP can do the best possible job for their constituents, but it's also about ensuring that we have the right people in place across government and the right ideas and policies across government in order to ensure that people benefit from the economic growth that the decisions made by George Osborne and David Cameron have secured. We inherited a country where we were teetering on the edge of an economic abyss. But thanks to their courage and their leadership and their principle, we're now enjoying economic growth. It's important that that growth is spread evenly across the country and that we provide economic security and secure jobs for more and more people. I'll be playing, over the next few months, a central role in making sure that we provide people with that security and that opportunity.
Just so that viewers are clear, I mean, the bit of the job that you're clearly going to enjoy is this part, which is, I suppose, evangelising for the government on the media and all the rest of it. It's not counting votes in the Commons, which is what the Chief Whip normally does.
Well, the Chief Whip is there essentially in order to make sure that the Parliamentary Conservative Party, the Conservative government or the Conservative part of the government, works cohesively as a team. And that is a great privilege. It's my responsibility to ensure that each individual part of government is in a position to deliver on the policies that we hope will make people's lives better. So I'm there to support Jeremy Hunt as Health Secretary in making sure that the better standard of care that he's introducing into the NHS is secure. I'm there to make sure that the changes that we're making, for example, to our courts and to improve our criminal justice system are secure as well. And critically, I'm also there to ensure that we have the ideas and the team in place for the future. And I think today's reshuffle shows that we have the breadth of talent and the energy at the top in order to be able to embed some of the beneficial changes that we've seen over the last 4 years and actually ensure that many, many more people benefit from the return of economic growth and the success so far of our long-term economic plan.
And with your usual spirit of openness and candor, Mr. Gove, tell us, to what extent did Mr. Cameron have to persuade you to move? Was it a bit of a discussion, or did you say, what a fantastic idea, let's sign immediately?
I talked to the Prime Minister, and he explained to me the allure of the new role, the fact that I would have this role in the heart of government. And that night I said, thank you very much. And over the course of the last week, I've been working with the Prime Minister to put in place the team, the people, the ideas that I believe will help build on the successes of the past and make sure that we have an even stronger government and an even stronger Britain in the future.
And all of those friends of yours, and there are lots of them in the media who think that you've been demoted, they've all got it wrong.
Well, the Prime Minister was very generous in what he said earlier. And, you know, as I said to one of your colleagues earlier, demotion, emotion, locomotion, whatever type of motion I'm engaged in today, I'm helping the government to push forward its reform programme. And that is a privilege which I'm delighted to be able to have.
You're the most enthusiastic Chief Whip I've ever met, Mr. Gove. Thank you very much.
And Hugh, you're one of the best interviewers.
We'd better stop there. Thank you very much indeed.